Again, we pray that God would bless the reading and speaking of his word this morning, that he would speak to my heart and your heart through his word. Amen. So, fifth Sunday of Easter, and the gospel text, according to the church calendar, is the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. That's the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, the first 8 verses thereof. And these are the words of Jesus we read in Jesus' name. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me he can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Amen. In the Gospel of John, there's 7 I am statements that Christ makes of himself. I go through them briefly. The first one is found in the 6th chapter, 35th verse of the Gospel of John, where he says that I am the bread. I am the bread of life. Whoever come to me shall not hunger, and whoever believeth in me shall never thirst. And then the second one is in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, the 12th verse, when Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The third one found in the 10th chapter, the Gospel of John, 9th verse. Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he shall be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The fourth one is, I am the good shepherd, which we had for our text last Sunday. And we heard how this good shepherd, Jesus, tenderly cares for us, that he nurtures us and he gives us everything that we need for this life. He leads us along the path unto eternal life, that his rod and his staff keeps us on that path to eternal life, that he freely laid down his life for the sheep, which we are his sheep. And then he did take it up again in the resurrection. So again, we can have that hope of resurrection on that last day. And the fifth one is, I am the resurrection and life. He says, whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who believes and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? He says unto us. The sixth one is found in the 14th chapter. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And then the last one is our text for this morning, that he is that true vine. He begins, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. There's only but one vine, and that is Jesus Christ, and he is the true vine. There's not a whole bunch of vines. There's not a vine for each denomination or for each person. But there's one vine for the whole body of Christ. And that vine is Jesus, the true vine. And oh, that we would know that Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible. Maybe we have a tendency at some time to make up our own Jesus that fits our way of life. But there is only one Jesus, and that is the Jesus of the Bible. And then he says, my Father is a husbandman. Our Father, God, he is the one who tends to this vine. He is the one that cares for this vine, which we are branches of. Oh, what a beautiful picture that is. If you think of this vine, and this vine is Jesus, and it's planted, and there the Father God, he comes and tends to that vine. He takes care of all the branches because he loves us and cares for us. A few years ago in Tri-Cities, there's a lot of vineyards. So I decided a few years ago I would buy some grapevines. I bought a half a dozen of them, different varieties, and tried to learn how to tend to them. And it was the first year there wasn't much fruit at all. And then the year before last, there was a lot of fruit on them vines. And I pruned them and took care of them. The ones that hung down, they grew real fast in the sunshine and the water that they received. And so they just grew like crazy. They were crawling along the ground, and I had to keep lifting them up and putting them on the wires in between the posts and train them to go around that wire. So it was care that I had to do. And I pruned them that they would bear fruit. But this last year, I didn't pay enough attention to them, and I decided, well, I'm going to have bigger grapes and better grapes, so I'm going to prune it more. But I pruned it too much, so my crop was not good. But our Father in heaven, he's different than what we are. He knows exactly how to prune us, how to clean us, and how to take care of us. And what fortunate people we are to have a Father in heaven that cares for us and takes care of us as branches of that vine. And he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it or prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's the care of our Father. That he cares for us. He cuts away those branches that are dead, that aren't producing fruit. And he prunes back the dead leaves and the dead part of the branches that are diseased. The ones that would cause this branch not to bear fruit. The Father cuts those things away and prunes those things away. And oftentimes in our life, He prunes the things in our life. And sometimes it's painful. When he prunes the vine, but we have to be connected to that vine in order to bear fruit. But there's a lot of things in our life that have to be pruned away. Many times there's things in our life that separate us from this vine. I had read a little bit in some of the commentaries on this text that spoke of in the fall, the trees, the leaves create a membrane in the fall that causes the nutrients to be cut off from that leaf, and therefore it dies. And there's a lot of things in our lives that may work as that membrane that cuts off that nourishment from the vine, and we begin to die and wither. But the Father cares for us, and he prunes away those dead things in our life. And he says in the third verse, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Through that word we have been cleaned. And even as we remember when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, how that they wanted Peter had wanted him to wash his whole body. But he said that he was clean except for his feet. That on this pathway, in this journey on this earth, our feet get soiled. But we are clean except for the dirt that gathers. We have been given the spotless robe of Christ's righteousness that we wear even today. There is no stain or blemish in that robe. It's a pure righteousness of Christ that is His righteousness is imputed unto us. And what a blessing that is, that God sees us through His Son Jesus, that He sees that spotless robe, the righteousness of His Son Jesus that is imputed unto us. He don't see our sin that we have, but He sees the righteousness of His Son. And we have been cleaned through the word of the gospel, the word that we receive even this morning, the gospel message of what Christ has done for us. We have been clean through this word. Through the sacraments, we have been clean and continue. This is the nourishment that we as branches need from the vine. This word that we have, this good news of the gospel, that each time we come or under His word, we get assured of what Christ has done on the cross, that is sufficient for us, that even this morning we can believe that our sins are forgiven because of the blood that Christ shed on that cross of Calvary. Oh, what a blessing that is, that through His word we have been clean. And through that, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, when He speaks unto us, that this is my body that is broken for you. This is my blood that is shed for you for the remission of your sins. We are clean through that word of the gospel. What a blessing that is, that we have this word that is cleans us. Fourth verse, he says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." Without Christ, we can do nothing. That's why it's so important that we're in the Word and that we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in our life through the Word as He speaks unto us. That we would abide in Christ. Because without Christ and abiding in Him, we become as dead branches. Because we have been cut off from that nourishment from Jesus Christ, that nourishment of the vine, and we cannot bear fruit except we abide in Him. And because He has left that Holy Spirit as our helper here on this earth, through this word, the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. And the Lord, through His Holy Spirit, works in our hearts that we are able to produce that fruit unto the Lord. That good fruit. And we can look at what that fruit is. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, I believe it is, where it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit. And this is the fruit that we bear when we're connected to Jesus Christ, that vine. In the 5th chapter of Galatians, beginning with 22nd verse, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are the fruits of the Spirit. And this is what the Lord desires, that we would have these fruits of the Spirit in our life. That they would be reflected in our lives as we travel on this pathway to eternal life. That there would be those that we deal with on a daily basis that would see the fruits of the Spirit in our lives, that they may glorify God because of those fruits. In the Old Testament, I remember there was warning unto God's people how that they, because of the way they lived, they caused the world around them to blaspheme God. And oh, that we would not want that God would be blasphemed because of the way we lived, but rather that He would be glorified because of the fruits that we have, not fruits of our own, but fruits of the Spirit, that God works in us through the Holy Spirit because we're connected to Jesus Christ, the vine. So we see that unless we're connected to Him, we can try as we may, but we're not going to produce any fruit. We are like dead branches that cannot produce anything. The verse says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. We see here only abiding in Jesus Christ, that we can produce anything, any amount of fruit. And what does it mean to be in Christ? What does it mean to you and I that in our position in Christ? In Ephesians, the 1st chapter, it speaks a lot about being in Christ. So I read a few verses there, and we can see that it's all about being in Christ. Beginning with the 3rd verse of the 1st chapter of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According to He hath chosen us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood in Jesus Christ. His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, you were sealed with him, with that Holy Spirit of promise. We see all the things that we have in Christ Jesus. What a beautiful message it is, that it's all about Jesus and what we have in him. We have redemption. We have been predestined. The key word is in him. We have all these things. If we're not in him, we have nothing. But in him, we have all things. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. It's a warning to all people that unless you abide in him, in Jesus Christ, the person is cast forth as a branch and is withered because they're not in Christ Jesus. They're not in that vine, and men gather them and they are cast into that eternal fire and they are burned. That's just a warning. But oh, what a blessing it is to know that we are in Christ Jesus. We have all things in him. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. When it speaks about abide also, abide does not describe an action. It's not something that we do, but we are placed there. We have been planted. We have been grafted into that vine. It's not action that we have done, but rather that God has placed us there. And it describes our condition, that we are in Christ Jesus. The word abide is like to stand or to stay or to remain. It's not something that we would do. It's the way that we are. That we are in Christ Jesus. and by being connected with Jesus Christ, causes his will to be our will. As it speaks of that, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what ye will and it shall be done unto us, because our will becomes God's will. And God will answer our prayers because he knows what is best for us according to his will. And we don't always understand, but we can trust that he does what is best for us. That it is his will. And our last verse is, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Showing ourselves to be his disciples, our fruit is to give glory unto God. The fruit that we produce is to give glory unto God. In Christ, he gives us life. He prunes us and he makes us fruitful. We look at Ephesians 2nd chapter. It speaks of that we are, how we are saved by grace through faith. It's not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But the 10th verse speaks of good works. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, that this fruit would be evident in our lives. And all that we would look at our priorities in this life. There's so many things in this life that start to take away from our walk with the Lord. This world has so much to offer. We can get caught up in this world where we lose our priorities and we begin to think about these things on this earth as our priority, rather than heavenly things. And oh, that God would prune us, that we would always look onto him and heavenward. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.